Hello, welcome to this episode on Faith Cometh by Hearing. We'll be considering the voice of faith, that is, the voice of a believer with the spirit of faith. Everyone with the spirit of faith speak in the same way. In 2 Corinthians, in chapter 4, verse 13, we have the same spirit of faith. According as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe and therefore speak. For everyone with the same spirit speak the same language. To know if you have the same spirit of faith is to check your language. The voice of faith never changes, even in the heat of challenges. Job 19:25 says, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at a later day upon the earth." Here was a man robbed of all the essence of happiness on earth, yet the voice never changes. Here was a man who seemed to have faced the heat of challenges. Here was a man who should be pitied, yet the voice never changes. Let us look at another woman in 2 Kings in chapter 4, verse 26. The Bible says, "Run now, I pray thee, to meet her, and say unto her, Is it well with thee? Is it well with thy husband? Is it well with the child?" And she answered, "It is well." This was a man whose child was just being killed by a cause not known. This was a man whose son, and what we can call the only son, was just dead. Yet the voice never changed. So faith is a life, and anything that has life has got a spirit and a voice. The voice of faith is never a premeditated one, but an expression of what is in the inside. Never a mere confession, but an outflow of the life within. Many grumble within when faced with the trials of life. They murmur and wonder why. It is a sure evidence the voice is full of unbelief. When Jesus knew Lazarus was dead, he said, "He sleepeth." This is to disdain the power and the grip of death. "If thou shalt say to this mountain," Jesus said, "not if thou shalt murmur against it." Many today will rather grumble than pray. Many will rather begin to complain than speak the word of faith. You cannot speak differently and not have a different spirit. If you have the same spirit of faith, you must then have the words of faith. The voice says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." But a spirit that cannot see Christ walking ahead cannot say that. No matter how dark the front may look, God can surely break out a light ahead. The voice of faith is a rumination of the voice of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. A spirit void of the Word will speak nothing but doubt and unbelief. In James chapter 1, verse 25, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty," that is, continuously from time to time, "and continue daring," not just for a season, not just because there is a program, not just because there is a fasting, but he is doing it as a daily lifestyle. "He being not forgetful hearer," that is, can be patient enough to meditate on the word and commit it to memory. Definitely, he will be but a doer of the work. Many today only read the Bible for reading's sake. They put the Bible under their pillow. They put the words of the scriptures on their car as a sticker. They paste it everywhere, but yet they never are doers of the word. They are nothing but like what can be tossed about by the sea. The Bible says that letter will only kill. A mere letter cannot generate life. except death. But the man who commits the word to mind and live with it, thinking it and speaking it, this man, the Bible says, shall be blessed in his deed. Verse 26 says, if any man among you seem to be religious, you think you are fasting, you think you are praying, you think you are rubbing anointing oil and so on and so forth, maybe you are carrying holy water, and bridle let not his tongue, and will not bridle his tongue, like the 10 spies who claim were like grasshoppers in the face of the giant of his life. If you will not bridle your tongue, but you will confess negative, the Bible says this kind of a man deceived his own heart, and this man's religion, whatever he might be doing, is in vain. If you therefore have the spirit of faith, then prove it by the language you speak. Thank you.